Let's do it, dude. We have to keep doing it.
Let's do it.
We have to do the podcast.
You already know. You already know. What the fuck is really good, everyone? We are back. This is the Ion Pack, the host of the Ion Pod, a Talkhouse production.
Do we say it? We don't have to say that.
We don't have to say that.
Are you putting the headphones on?
Yeah, it kind of didn't. It feels bad.
Feels wrong. I know. I want the fucking headphones.
Well, it's your fault for losing mine again.
God damn it. I always end up sweating when I wear the headphones, though, so it's kind of nice.
No, I really
just let it rock.
I really like, even just now, and you were like, let's see what's going on upstairs. I was like, no, dude, I want to be in the zone. It's like, I'm now going to treat pod like before I do a show.
What are you talking about? You were kneeing. You were like posting shit. They don't know what that means.
I know. That's why I got to cut it out. But no.
No,
but
we can allude to kneeing. No? Knee. Just so you know, that's something we'll never tell you guys about. It's called kneeing. Kneeing. N-E-E-I-N-G. It's a thing that you guys will never know about. We'll never explain it. Yeah. By the way, we're done explaining things.
Are we?
There's no more explanations of our language.
Yeah, it feels like they were a little underrated, been a little underrated.
For about the first 150 episodes, you can go back into the back catalog and learn about the language of the
Ion
Pack.
Someone in the Discord said that they were going to make a glossary. We got to get
Somebody make an encyclopedia. Also, somebody's been asking for all of the intro songs, which there needs to be a Spotify playlist of all
this.
The songs. It is
a Spotify playlist. I would like a mixtape of the version with the quotes in it and shit.
No.
No good?
I think people just like want, like, because they're all good songs.
They are all good songs.
Yeah. Like, True Love Waits was the last. I mean, you guys just heard
Rude by Magic. So, Rude by Magic was just playing at the ramen place where we just ate. And I was.
Let's give big shouts to the ramen place.
Caillou Ramen. I told you, I put you on.
We were sitting in a honeycomb.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's the art, is you and the honeycomb.
So true.
In the honeycomb tables.
No, it's just, yeah, it's a sick place. It's like a little local chain. There's like one in Union Square, there's one in Long Island City. It's good.
It was really good. I'm more full than I've been in an extremely long time, honestly.
It was quite good, if I do say so myself. And as we were leaving, Rude by Magic came on, and I instantly was just like, this is the theme.
Should we let them know what we ate? Dude, we got to let the Packers know what we fucking ate for once. We never really say what we be
now
eating.
Now that we're part of Talkhouse, pay homage to our
style.
To our, you know, podcast idols, Jason Stewart and Chris Black.
We're going to tell you what we ate.
Yes, exactly.
So we were kind of deciding. There was sort of like a Tokyo ramen, and then Curtis is...
I said chicken ramen.
Curtis is not really a pork guy.
I'm not a pork guy.
Which is interesting. I'm not really either, but in the context of a ramen, I can always do a pork.
I like beef. I like chicken.
We went with the combo, which came with a pork bun,
and we got
a bowl
the beef
of ramen.
Skewer.
We got some beef skewers. They rounded out with a sort of a matcha pudding with red beans.
It was green tea pudding. Or was it matcha?
It was matcha. That was matcha. Was it? Yeah, that was not... I mean, matcha is green tea, but but that was like specifically...
So was that like caffeinated?
Oh, yeah. You don't feel jacked up?
I guess I did.
I feel insane.
I thought I just felt jacked up
right
on life.
This is the most energy we've had on a late night pod in quite some time.
It's not that late.
Yeah, guys, we're trying something new tonight. We're trying something new tonight because instead of going out first and then coming back into the office and doing the pod, we are... doing this first, and we plan to have a huge fucking night out after this. I'm serious.
I don't. I'm like...
There have been some changes in my life, and I'm having some big nights out.
Yeah, there is. There's been some changes in my life, so now I'm trying to be staying indoors.
I'm just being social, though. There's no action.
Yeah. No, I just... After the tour, I just was like... Well, you know, getting out of the city always feels so nice, but I was in... Once we got to South by Southwest, every single person I'd ever met in New York was there.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, I was like, I need a break from New York more than ever because I just was like in hyper-concentrated New York.
Yeah.
In Austin. So.
Yeah. How was the tour? Was it heat? We barely talked about it. This is like the first night I'm seeing you outside of last night since.
Well,
you
last
were
night we were gonna pod and we should have, I think, but we somehow didn't.
Curtis, for the one of the first... How many times have you been in my apartment?
Yeah, like, not that many.
That was like randomly like the third time you've ever been there.
No, think about like back in 2020. I was there all the time.
Were you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You wish. Nah, Petrus was trying on one of my old suits.
Yeah, and but...
I got
KJ thinks
set up
it was...
an installment plan to pay for it.
KJ thinks it was good that we didn't...
Curtis was uniquely on one last night in a way that I think actually probably would have been pretty captivating for the pod, but potentially dangerous for our reputations.
Why? What was I didn't say anything bad.
Were going Kanye rant mode. Like, you were on one in a way that I've never seen you before. You were going the fuck in, as always, about random shit that I did not know about you. I was like, damn, Curtis on some shit right
really?
Now.
Really? I wasn't saying anything that different than usual.
You were on some God shit. You were on some love shit. It was all heat pod style
shit. Yeah, but I can't talk about God on the pod. People get really mad.
God on the pod.
That,
there's a guest.
So true.
The God.
God. No, people just have such an ed reaction to talking about God. I'm just, you know, keeping the abstract. But I really, you know, despite it now being like 15 months ago that I came up with CG23.
I have not
been adhering to it. Now I am.
All right. So everybody, I heard that Curtis kind of went on a rant at South By, and I was really proud of my boy from afar. And I was like, you know what? That's what he needs. Like, like white indie rock guy. Like, yeah, you need an edge these days. And if Curtis is down in Austin doing a rant on stage, then that's, I think, what the life might be.
I was really pissed off.
I was like, now the life is here.
Oh, man. I don't know. Yeah, I was like really...
What did you say?
I don't remember in full. I'm pretty sure Jake Lazovic, Big Shouts, filmed it.
Big Shouts. Did he film it?
I think so.
Why do I not have it?
It's here.
Oh, it's on the candy cam.
Before the set, I gave him the camera, and I was like, you'll film this well. Can you do it? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's post it.
Cinema-minded guy. You know?
Post it? Drop.
I'm
drop.
Waiting. I'm going to. I'm compiling footage from the next tour, and the, you know what I mean? I want to like get
right.
some stuff together. Anyway.
Dropping song.
I don't know. So there was a huge controversy around South by Southwest this year, as I'm sure almost everyone listening knows.
Oh, I don't know about it. What was it? No one. I didn't see any posts about it or anything.
Yeah, you know, you really have to
totally under the radar.
Yeah, maybe you had to keep your ear to the ground to see anyone even mentioning this. But yeah, there was a controversy about.
It was about Dan Schneider or something. It was about the Nickelodeon guy for some reason.
Yeah, it was about like the U.S. Army and like Raytheon's sponsoring South By or some
right.
shit. I don't know. I have my feelings about however. I don't know. People were
and then
being,
Dan Schneider was
but people
on
were
the...
like throwing their own people under the bus for it, which was really not sitting right with me.
You saw that Dan Schneider was on the Israel list, right? Who like signed the thing?
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Like, as all this shit's coming out about him, it's like he's also on the list of, like,
shit. Oh, man.
What, honestly, legend.
Yeah, Hollywood's so fucking sick. But I don't know. It was...
He apparently said I owe all of my success to the state of Israel.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I couldn't tell if that was a joke. I was
no,
like,
that has to be a
joke,
dude. That's he didn't say that. That's
I
a joke.
I think he
for
said
sure.
it. It was just heat.
Oh, that's ridiculous. But no, I don't know. People were like mad that we didn't drop our official showcase. Our official showcase was for Music Website, the label that fucking put my first two singles out and really helped me so much and like showed me the ropes of releasing.
That wasn't
stuff.
What your rant was about, though. Wasn't your rant
no, no,
about
no,
South
but
by?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like, you know. Everyone, Chris and Jordan, have done so much for me, and they are distributing Ion Tracks, and I really owe everything that happened with music for the last year largely to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a lot of their own money into the shit. They put their own money into putting the showcase together and getting down there and making it happen. And
sounds like they had a great showcase.
And I was like, I'm not throwing them under the bus. I'm sorry. It's just, that's way more important to me. I'm not going to do this. And like, it would, you know. It was like a very stressful thing for him, for Chris. And I just, I don't know. I was, is that not
big shouts, Chris
yeah,
Burden.
This is not going to happen. Big shouts, Chris Burden and Jordan. I just, yeah, I don't know. Not going to happen. I'm not throwing them under the bus. And, but I really thought that what everyone was really mad about was that South by Southwest is an exploitative festival that like no one really feels good at the end of, you know, maybe some
why,
people
because no one gets paid and like they have like
yeah,
the
well,
Doritos stage.
South by used to just be a you know industry conference and it was like the way the music industry used to work is A&R people would go to a show and if they saw potential in a band they would sign them, they would start investing in them and try to build them up. That's obviously not how the music industry works anymore. It's about you have to do all that work yourself and go viral on TikTok first. Like, right. You know what I mean? That's like the music industry is vastly different.
You're sounding like my man James Blake right now.
Which we'll get to. But
the homie.
But that just is how the music industry works now. But South By still kind of operates as if it still serves that same purpose. And what that means is it's like a very unorganized festival that people, bands fly from like Australia for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And lose so much money, but it doesn't actually provide them with any real chance. It's just like a money pit for them.
Yeah.
And they don't like provide backline and they don't pay you. And it's this whole thing.
Right.
I guess you can get like $150 instead of getting your official badge, which I didn't know. I would have taken that. But
what
like
does
per
the
person,
mean? Like you
just it just gets
shit.
You into shit. But like that didn't matter to me because
well, we
I wasn't
South
going
by,
to shit.
Like,
I was playing.
Years ago, we had fun. That was a long
yeah,
time
it was
ago.
A, well, it was a very different. That's what I'm saying. Like the industry was complete. The industry is night and day different than it
was. Do you
was
remember we went to the ATL Twins thing with like the male models in the boxing ring?
Oh, I remember that.
Was sick.
Well, I was talking about that. So we went to, it was like deep in South Austin, and it was these two male model boxing teams, one from New York, one from Austin.
They were hot.
And they would do a round, and then a rapper would come out in between. But there was, I'm not kidding you, there
didn't
was.
Didn't ASAP do it?
No, it wasn't ASAP. I remember exactly. And this was, there was maybe 50 people there. Like, yeah. This, I'm describing something that maybe you'd think would be some huge event. This was a secret thing. There was, I'm being generous. If
this
was
the year of Spring Breakers, too. So, like, ATL Twins were in the culture.
Right, they were there.
They were there.
And, yeah, and it was me, KJ, and Ezra were three
randomly
of these 50
changed
people.
With the Edgelord Aggro Drift Arab music. It's just like that. This literally happened 10 years ago.
But then, so I remember Mobb Deep came out and did a song. And Mike Jones came out and did a song.
Right, it was Mike Jones.
Yeah,
wow.
And there, yeah, barely anyone there. Then I remember it was in like a strip mall in the middle of nowhere. It was like ghost town. And we were all in the parking lot afterwards. And a dude pulled up in a Lambo. Do you remember this? I think about this all the time.
Oh, yeah, wow.
A dude pulled up in a Lambo, gets out.
He gets out. It was still on.
Leaves it on.
Yeah.
Keys in it. Just door wide open, running. And just like walks off. Just I'm like, I dare you. And like 30 minutes later, came back, got in, and drove away.
So sick. Yeah. That is the most bossed up move.
Yeah, that was, I think about
so
that
like
a lot.
The wheel is, it's running. That's why you get in.
I know. And remember there was like a Soulja Boy was having like a pool party.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, it used to go really crazy.
Year.
It used to go really crazy. It's not really the case anymore. Anyway.
Everyone, honestly, who I spoke to who went to South By seemed miserable when they came
back. Well, okay, so let me just...
Which also is true of Sundance and Cannes. Mm-hmm. I've noticed this about all major festivals, film or music recently. People come back and they just seem like totally depleted and cucked by the industry that they're trying to make it in.
All right, can I talk now?
Yeah. That's a Jonah quote. Can I talk also?
I don't know. I don't have a booking agent anymore because Jay retired.
Mm-hmm. Big shouts.
Big shouts. Although now he's working for AEG. Big shouts, Jay. Congrats. We love you, buddy. Didn't have an agent. So I was booked at South By and then didn't have an agent. So I had to do it all myself, which is like not what you're supposed to do, really. And because it was, you know, if you have an agent, like the plan was I was going to do multiple official ones and it just, you know, didn't have an agent. So I couldn't do it. So I scrambled to do it myself and with as much just help as I could. I got ghosted by multiple people who had promised me showcases.
PPOSs, some might say.
And it happened multiple people, multiple times.
People you know.
And it was after, it was some I know, some I didn't know. But
people you're friends with.
Then, I don't know, it was after like a good little tour down. And then I was just, you know, it just was like such madness and it seemed so demoralizing. And everybody I knew was in a similar boat. And I was just mad about it. And it seemed like that's really what was at the core of all of this. And,
yeah.
Like everyone getting mad about the sponsorship, like Israel stuff. I was like, and you're like throwing their like friends and colleagues under the bus in the name of it. And I was like, but what you're really mad about is that you think South By is exploiting you, which is worth talking about. But like, again, you're like getting mad at like the other people who are down there spending their like crumbs of money, losing money to make things happen all together. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what was happening. And the people were really angry. People were like, dude, okay, I'll get there. But yeah, so then I was like on stage.
You're going to cry.
It was like our second showcase of the day, and I was like tired, and I'd been in the sun all day, and I was a little drunk, and I was so pissed off. And I was just like,
you want to hear the rest of the story? And I know you do. I mean, if you listen this far, you obviously want to hear the rest of the story. And even beyond hearing the rest of the story, you want to hear everything else that we have to say. We being the Ion Pack, the hosts of the Ion Pod. Well, what I was going to say is, if you do want to hear all of that, then there's only one way to do it, and that's by going to www.patreon.com/theionpack and pledging at least, at the very least, $5. And then it's right there. It's right there waiting for you. You already know. patreon.com/theionpack. Yep, you already know.
Patreon!